Hello, folks. I am Vincent. This is Nerd One. And today's episode, we're going to be talking about that Flash movie. So sit down, buckle up. Let's tap into the Speed Force. So I know I'm a little behind on this by about a week and a half or so, but I still have just kind of thoughts about the Flash movie. So this could be kind of a thoughts, spoilers, slash reviews, slash whatever, slash, and here we go. So the movie itself is somewhat based off the Flashpoint, you know, comic book, where Barry Allen travels back in time to basically save his mom from dying. Because it was because of his mom being killed when he was so young that he decided to go into, you know, the police force to help, you know, solve his mom's murder and, you know, make sure it doesn't happen to anyone again kind of thing. But what happens is that, you know, Barry Allen, as the Flash, finds out that he is fast enough to break the time barrier, go back, change one little thing, and then, you know, save his mom. But to come find out that, you know, by that just one little change, he drastically altered, you know, the current present. And in the movie, they kind of do it a little weird in the way I see it. Because, you know, in the, you know, Flashpoint, well, at least the comic movie, I remember the comic book movie. I remember a little more accurately the anime movie, where, you know, Barry goes back in time, he, you know, saves his mom, he comes back, and he has no powers. And then he basically, you know, tries to track down really the entire Justice League, like he does in the actual, you know, live-action movie, to find out that really no one is around. There is no Aquaman. Well, okay, so there is Aquaman in the anime movie. And Wonder Woman, they're at war with each other. Basically, because Wonder Woman killed Aquaman's wife, so yeah, he's a little pissed. In the live action movie, Wonder Woman isn't. I don't think she's known about. Aquaman doesn't exist. Cyborg doesn't exist, but they do in the animated movie. So, but the one kind of constant is they have Batman in here. In the animated version, Batman is, you know, Thomas Wayne. In this live action one is still Bruce Wayne, played by Michael Keaton, so an older Batman who is kind of, he did one thing that I thought no Batman would ever do. He brought peace to Gotham somehow and basically set back. He hung everything up and said, hey, my job is done. It's time just to be Bruce Wayne. And becomes more of a hermit. But, hey, why not? You got millions of dollars, why not become a hermit? So, overall, the Flash movie is a origin story slash Flashpoint slash, you know, let's kind of do something original here kind of movie. Because the weirdest part I found about this movie was that when, you know, Barry goes back in time, changes the one little thing to save his mom, comes back to the present. He comes back, not, well, he comes back as Barry Allen, but he comes back as Barry Allen, and there's another Barry Allen there, which to me seems really weird and kind of redundant, because I think they just wanted someone there kind of like as a, I don't know, comic relief, I guess, because the Barry Allen of the new timeline is, you know, very, very much a kid. I mean, he's giggly, laughy, he's curious, he's all this stuff, and while our Barry Allen is, you know, a lot more matured, he's seen shit. I mean, he's already been through the events of Justice League, and now he's, you know, the Flash. And like I said, it does kind of work as an origin story as well, because when Barry and Barry are, you know, kind of figuring things out, Barry 1, which I'll call Barry from our present, Barry 2 from the new timeline. Barry 1 realizes that the day that he went back to was the day that he got his powers. So Barry 1 takes Barry 2 to the scene of where he got his powers, you know, shocked by the chemicals and lightning to become the Flash. But what happens is that, you know, through a struggle, Barry 1 is struck by lightning again, and it hits Barry 2. And Barry 2 gets the powers, Barry 1 loses the powers. Which, I mean, it's happened, well, okay, it doesn't happen in the comic, because in the comic, he comes back to find out he just doesn't have powers. So Barry 2 now has all the powers. Barry 1 is trying to give him kind of a quick rundown of... Sorry, Barry 2 has the powers. Barry 1 is trying to give him a rundown of how it all works. With the suit, with the powers, the vibrate through walls, all that. And, you know, Barry... You know, they see that, you know, they're right now on the events of Man of Steel. I think 2014, 2015 is probably when that came out. And, you know, Zod is coming. But as Barry 1 knows, there is no Superman to fight him. But there was a pod that crashed onto Earth, and it was picked up by the Russians. And so Barry 1 believes, hey, that's Superman. You know, the Russians have Superman, let's go get him. So they convince Batman to come out of retirement to go to Russia to rescue Superman. And they come across Kara Zor-El, not Cal or Clark or Superman. And that's another part that kind of differs from the, you know, comic to the live action movie. It was Superman in a very weakened state. And now we get Kara Zor-El, but also still in a very weakened state because, I mean, spoiler, she gets her ass handed to her a few times. And it's not because, like, you know, she's a woman or something like that, just because she was not fully powered. You know, Zod came in, you know, full military experience, you know, full badass armor on. Kara had a few hours power up. And, you know, it was kind of an unbalanced fight. But through the events of, you know, Zod landing on Earth, you know, Barry 1 and Barry 2, you know, now both fully empowered. I'll leave that as a mystery to you guys. And Kara, you know, figure they're going to basically work with the U.S. Army to take down Zod. And it goes horribly. Kara's killed. Batman dies. So Barry 1, Barry 2 decide, you know what, let's do it over again. So they, you know, go back in time, do it again. What happens? Batman dies, Kara dies. And so Barry 1, you know, basically realizes that this will never end well. It's always going to be, you know, a doom and gloom. But Barry 2 can't realize that. You know, he doesn't see it. There's got to be a way. So he keeps going back and again and again and again and again and again and again. Until an older version of himself, you know, pops out saying, you know, I'll never stop trying, you know, I'll never stop doing this until I get it right. I'm going to save everyone, which, you know, noble in itself, but kind of foolhardy when, you know, you're spending X amount of years, you know, trying to do the same thing, tweaking every little thing. And Barry 1 has already come to the realization of it's over. You know, there is no way to save this. And realizes that he has to go back, undo his change, to let his mom die, to let the present resume as it was originally, wiping out this new timeline and going back to Earth as it was. And that's kind of the basic rundown of the movie. And to be honest, the movie itself is not bad. It's messy, is what it is. I think there were things I would have taken out of it, things I would have edited differently. Certain things I would reveal differently, but overall, the movie is not bad. I mean, Rotten Tomatoes gave it a shitty score. I think box office numbers showing it being crap, but it's one of those movies of, I would say, when you get the chance, when it comes to streaming, because it will come to streaming, watch it. It's worth it. I mean, the opening part of it is cringe. I'll give you that. It is so cringy, but it's not bad. So, if you get the chance, if it comes to a cheaper theater, or if it comes to streaming, or it's one of those, someone says, hey, here's a fair, you know, pair of free tickets, go see it. It's worth your time. It's one of the better DC movies. It's not crap. Like, you know, other ones have been crap. So, yeah, it's not Suicide Squad crap. It's good crap. It's polished crap. But folks, that's all I got for this time. So once again, I am Vincent. This is Nerd One. Do come find us on social media. We're still doing Twitter, Nerd15. We're on Instagram, Nerd One Podcast. Our website is podpage.com/Nerd1. And if you don't mind, please do share the episode. Like, subscribe, retweet. Let's grow that nerddom. But until next time, stay safe out there. Play nice to each other. Be nice to each other. And have a great day.